This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Jay Wasley from Ghost Adventures with Zach Baggins. The new season of Ghost Adventures House Calls is on its way.
Born November 19th in New York, our next guest is a filmmaker and audio engineer who joined the crew of the long-running series Ghost Adventures in 2010. Starting as an AV tech and working his way up to becoming one of the investigators. And today he's here to talk about this Wednesday season premiere of the spin-off series, Ghost Adventures House Calls. Please welcome Jay Wasley.
Mr. Wasley, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good, good. I'm still looking for the ghost, as you are, my friend. I'm still trying to find it.
Never stop.
Yeah. We're just talking about, and I don't know if you remember being on the show, but it's, I was talking with the guys, like, I've traveled this world from the Sedlec Ossuary to the catacombs in France, the dungeons and the clothes mm-hmm. in Edinburgh. Always trying to find it and see it. And for whatever reason, I feel like they're taunting me. They won't reveal themselves. But I do want to see it. I am open to it. I truly am.
Yeah. No, yeah. And I think that's the first step is being open to it. But it's like fishing. You know, it's like that's the problem, you know, with our show is that you'll see the show and we present all the evidence. It takes a long time to get that. You know, you're seeing an edited, you know, what is it? Like, the whole show is only like 40-something minutes with commercials and so, you know, the investigation is about a half hour. So, you know, but we're there for hours and hours and hours doing this. And it's literally a fishing game. You know, we try a lot of things and it doesn't work. And, you know, and then finally it starts working and it usually goes from there.
So I often wonder about this, why we love it so much, why we search for it. And I came across an idea that and I want to know what you think, that we as human beings, We love the idea of a heaven or a hell because it means we don't cease to exist. So that same version is a ghost, right? Like it's comforting to think we don't just blink out and go into black nothingness. We're just this time on our planet is over. It is comforting to think that ghosts are real because it means that we don't end. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
That's absolutely. I think you're right on. You know, I think that's always been my belief too. And, you know, from a human sense, you know, why are people so fascinated with it? It is because of that. It's something everybody wants to know, even if you're the most straight-laced engineer scientist that don't even believe in anything paranormal. I guarantee you there's still part of their brain that still wonders what's going to happen when they die. And I think everybody thinks that. Everybody wonders that at some point in their life. And it's something that guaranteed we're all going to face. So I think trying to understand what it is, you know, can give us comfort knowing that there's more to this life than just this, what we experience now. It gives us a sense of hope and, you know, it helps us deal with grief too. You know, when we lose a loved one, knowing that like, oh, they can come and still visit us. And, you know, I've had experiences firsthand where, you know, after like a family member passed away, I felt their presence or like they came to visit, you know, thankfully, arguably, that, you know, they didn't stick around because, you know, I don't necessarily want any spirit sticking around long, but it was still nice
right.
to know that, like, oh, it was like a moment that you can have, you know, with a deceased family member.
You know, and I mean, that goes to the legend of the red cardinals, right? Like, that's my grandma believed that.
Yeah, they come in to visit you, and there's a lot of beliefs like that, that, like, you know, red cardinals or something, you know. You know, I've heard stories of families that, like, you know, like a penny will just show up
right
out of nowhere, and they're like, you know, who uses pennies these days, and why that wasn't there, and like no one claims it, and they look, and it's, oh, it's the date, you know, their loved one either died, or it's the date that they were born, or something significant, you know. You know, things like that. Perfumes. I remember the house I grew up in. There was a family member who passed away, and you know, over in England, they passed away. And every once in a while, I remember we would be in the living room, and there was like a, you know, an extension cable that was kind of hanging off the mantle a little bit, and that would start swinging, and then we would just smell this perfume smell, and my mom would always be like, "That's her. That's the perfume she smelled. It's a very distinct. She knows that smell. It's not a common one anymore." And it was like, that's, you know, like she, my mom would just swear, like, that's her, that's, we know that's who that is, you know? So I think there's, that's how, you know, it's nice to have that, you know, it yeah. feels good to know that they're still around with us.
And Jay, by the way, now you get brought on to Ghost Adventures, and you guys are trying to connect a science to it though, that will show a little more, directly, like an EMP meter or audio, which you, there's a theory that they'll try to speak to us from another frequency, another dimension, and that we can tune into that. Maybe we can't hear it at the time with our ears, but you can pick it up on a microphone and dial it in.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you know, when you think of our reality, you know, our reality is based on our five senses. And what we actually, as human beings, can pick up is less than a billionth of a percent of what we know exists. You know, you think of like light, what we see, there's the visual light spectrum. You know, we only see a small portion of that. We know x-rays exist. We know infrared exists. That's what our camera's seeing, but we don't see that. But it still exists. It's still there. So what we actually perceive is such a small amount of what actually exists. And for sound, you know, we hear sounds, but then, you know, if someone blows a dog whistle, we're not going to hear it, but that sound still exists. And you can actually map out that we only experience such a small percentage. And I think that's what we try to do, is using different devices that can expand our reality in a sense and expand what we're actually able to pick up on in audio frequencies and visual spectrums to actually be able to document these paranormal events.
So if you have any pushback from hard religious folk that that don't believe that we should be discussing this or looking into it because they have a very hard doctrine of, you know, heaven, hell, there's no in between, there's no such thing as ghosts. You ever have people get weirded out? Because, you know, that's, it's, man, when you shake someone's faith, they can get really weird about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, I feel like way in the past we have. I try not to dig into, I mean, there's always haters and people that try to start stuff. I try to ignore it as much as possible. But I know it's a sensitive topic, but like the way I look at it, and I've talked to people that are religious and they don't want to kind of believe that because it kind of questions their faith and their beliefs. And I understand that. But at the same time, it doesn't necessarily have to change what they believe. Just because ghosts exist doesn't mean there's not a heaven or hell. Maybe it just means that purgatory is bigger than you thought and that they can still linger around, you know, and or maybe it takes time to get to heaven and hell. You know, like it doesn't necessarily mean that, oh, you're completely wrong. So I feel like if people are, you know, if they just shut off instantly from it, like give it a chance, think about it. It doesn't have to change your whole belief system, but maybe there's a little more to it than we first thought.
Yeah. Well, I find people only get mad because they were a little shaky in the first place and it scared them. You know what I mean? That's a, you know,
right. Totally.
Somebody, if you're 100% down with whatever you are, like, and somebody says something contradictory, you're just in your head, just go, well, they're just wrong. I don't care. And I just move on through my life. Right. It doesn't right. affect me. But
well,
if I'm shaking,
it comes back to it comes back to a comfort thing. You know, we live our lives and, you know, we think we understand it all and we got it and it's comfortable and we go, you know, go work and come home and be with our family and do our thing. And, you know, so any kind of thing that questions that or shakes it up a little bit, you know, I get it. That can be disturbing for some people. But like I said, it doesn't mean that anything has to change in your belief system. It doesn't mean it just, to me, it just expands it. It means that there's maybe a little more.
Of course.
And I think it's fascinating.
A side note, if you just wanted to show Jay Wasley with us, Ghost Adventures with Zach Baggins, the Haunted Museum, anybody who's been there or hasn't been there, when you get to Vegas, that is so worth the money. It is so not cheesy. It is so interesting, and there's some real historical pieces and things that are genuine. And whether you believe in them or not, mm-hmm. it's a really fascinating and well curated place. I went through and was like, man, this is totally worth the money.
Nice, that's awesome. Oh yeah, I mean, it's one of my favorite places, and you know, I tell people when I talk about the museum, like, I absolutely love it, but I've also spent too much time there.
You get burnt
in there, and I've woken up to my bed being drug out into the hallway, and there was nothing there. I've had countless experiences in there where, you know, but there's something about it. You know, I think what Zach's done with that place is it's a very unique place because it has so much intense energy all gathered in one place. So it's really just a nonstop ongoing experiment, yeah. which I think is just incredible.
Well, listen, the new season is Wednesday, 9 o'clock Kansas City time on Discovery. And how many seasons has this been now of Ghost Adventures?
Oh, man, Ghost Adventures, I think we've done, it's kind of weird how they break it up, and, you know, they sometimes they'll air half seasons and they air, which has nothing to do with us. A lot of people think it does, but that's not our call.
Like 16 years, though, but like 16 years worth of it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's
crazy. I think if you look on streaming, it has it like labeled as season 27, something like that, 26, 27, I think.
Yeah. Listen, it's an amazing
and then,
run.
This House Calls will be our second season of House Calls.
Have you guys been down to Eureka Springs, Arkansas?
That sounds so familiar.
Well, they had the Crescent Hotel that was a cancer hospital that turned a hotel now with a crematorium. And, you know, of course, the golden age of they have consumption and the miracle waters of Eureka Springs will save them. And so there's a lot of ghost tours and stuff going on there. That's super interesting.
Yeah.
Late
1800s. I just remembered it. I remember it being like, oh, we're in the Ozarks. So that was stuck in my head. Now you're saying it. I was like, oh, those names are so familiar. So that's definitely the spot then. Yeah.
Well, listen,
the old hotel, and I think they found like human remains in jars and stuff. Like there was a doctor there at one point that was doing weird experiments or something.
Yes. As you would get sicker, and of course they weren't really curing cancer, you would just get closer to the incinerator before grandpa went up the chimney.
Right, exactly. And then they're like, oh, well, while we're here, we're going to test some weird things and see what happens. And,
yeah. Yeah. Listen,
a different time.
Anytime, Jay. I'm always interested to see where you guys are going to go and what's going to happen. What's on the next, the first couple episodes before we let you go?
Yeah, for sure. The first episode, we're in Fort Gaines, Georgia, and we go to a house where it's kind of a unique situation where this guy had a dream that he always wanted to, you know, which some people do, and it's fair to buy like an old haunted house. Some people are into that. So his goal in life was to get a really cool old haunted house and kind of turn it into like a little attraction place too. So he does that. The thing that made us feel like we had to go there and be the sense of urgency that we had was that the only person that actually stays in the house, the guy who bought it doesn't live there, but his mother lives there and she's been pushed down the stairs and has been physically attacked. So, you know, we were like, we got to, like, one, try to get her out of there. Like, why is she even being in there? But that was, you know, a really intense personal case where we had to go help them. Second episode of the season is one that I'm still not necessarily looking forward to watching because it was so intense for me. It was in Shasta Lake, California, and it was a family of first responders that, you know, they're very tough people doing what they do. So they're very credible people. But the second I walked into their home, I became violently ill. It was nothing I've ever felt before. It felt pure evil. I felt unsafe. And I actually had to leave the interview at one point, go sit outside for a while. And then it just continued from there. There's a moment where we're trying to cleanse the woman, who feels like it's something very demonic. And she grabs my shoulder and it's almost, you can see a moment where whatever is affecting her passes on to me and I become even worse. So that one was really physically terrifying because it just affected me in such a way that I never felt that kind of energy. And then we end up documenting some amazing visual evidence through our XLS camera later in the episode, which then as soon as that happens, there's another physical reaction to me, which I don't want to give it away. But it just, you know, that one still gets me a little bit, honestly.
Listen, we'll check in, man. I can't wait to see it debuting Wednesday, 9 o'clock on Discovery, 9 o'clock Kansas City time, Ghost Adventures. And Jay, we'll have you back on. We'll talk soon, man.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
See you, brother. Bye. I'm not saying it can't be possible. I'm just saying, yeah, no matter where I've looked, no matter how I've traveled, I've yet to see one. And I'm down with it. And I feel like I'm open to it. Like,
yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Chris, it's Johnny. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's up, man? You told Jake you had a ghost experience?
Yeah, so I was kind of one of those persons that, like you, I believed, but I had never seen or anything like that. Well, our family house in Bonner Springs had some things happen and so on and so forth when I was younger, kind of all the time growing up. Well, fast forward till I was like 20 years old, I would say 2021, we were having Thanksgiving, and I was sitting in the front room, and out of my peripheral vision, I saw a lady in a long white kind of farm style dress walk across our kitchen, and I'm sitting there. I didn't say anything to anybody, and I'm just kind of looking around doing a head count. I'm like, who is that? Cause everybody's out here in the front room sitting. And about that time I lock eyes with my stepmom, and she goes, "It's okay, sweetie. I saw her too. We see her all the time."
How weird is that? So
yeah.
So you're what holiday did you say it was? Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was Thanksgiving.
And you were sober?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, and the reason I ask is because I'm just like, okay, the first instinct is to try to poke holes in what you're saying. Now, I believe you're telling me 100% what you saw. For the record, I could tell just talking to you 100% believe what you're telling me.
1,000%. And to go even further, if you rewind 3 years prior to that, my stepmother, she was really into spirits. She had said that she had seen them. My dad was definitely against. He believed in them, but he was one of the people where you're like, you do not provoke them, just leave them be. Well, against his will, she decided to bring in some ghost hunters into our house, and they're doing the thing. They're picking up readings. My dad said, "I want no part of this. I'm going out into the living room." We were in the far back of the house. He's like, "I want nothing to do with this." So the ghost hunters start talking to people, you know, "Hey, is anybody there?" And they were like, "We're picking up on a male spirit." They're like, "Okay." So they're like, "Tell us something that nobody else knows." Well, all of a sudden, my dad comes from the front room to the back of the house where we are, and he was not even in the earshot. And he goes, "I don't know why I feel like I need to tell you this." He goes, "But I put whiskey in my coffee every time before we go to the fields." And we're like, okay. Well, then all of a sudden, the entire house smelled like coffee, and there wasn't even a coffee maker in the house.
Hold on. Let me go back to your Thanksgiving now. You believe you saw and not see-through person, like a solid mass, like a human being, like normal.
Solid mass. I could literally draw you a picture of her.
But not.
She walked by. She had her hair in a high ponytail, old, like, Little House on the Prairie, white dress. I mean, I was, like, so perturbed. I was like, who just walked through our kitchen?
And have you tried to go back and see a previous owner, photograph, anything like that?
It is. So that's what I was getting at with the story of the spirit using my dad to talk. Because the house has been in the family for forever, since it was born, hundreds of years ago. And so then after my dad did that, he walks back and they're like, you know, now we're picking up on a female spirit. So they start talking to her. All of a sudden, my dad comes back in to the back of the house, looking physically ill again, and very violently goes, "You don't speak to my wife without my permission."
Your dad said
and
that.
Yeah. And we're like, holy hell, obviously the husband of this house is getting mad that we're trying to speak to his wife and we didn't ask his permission to do so.
Tell me, are you 100% sure your dad wasn't just messing with your stepmom?
No, he is not that type. God is my witness. He was in the other side of the house, not even within an earshot.
And what does he say about this now? Does he remember using that voice?
He remembers saying that, and he said what was happening to him, I can tell you, he was sitting on the couch watching drag racing because he was a big drag racing fan. And he goes, I was just sitting there, and he goes, I felt physically ill. He said something both times that it happened. He's like, I felt like if I wasn't going to come tell you these things, I had to tell you or else I was going to be sick.
So crazy. This is your story and you are 100% into it. And again, because I didn't see it, I'm skeptical, but obviously this is a very real, very real part of your world. Like you've told this story to others. You're not, of course, how many people in your family believe you and how many think you're a psycho?
I would hope everybody believes me because they've had experiences with the house, but maybe I'm a psycho to some.
And have you had that house really, you said hundreds of years? Is that real?
Yeah, it recently sold about 10 years ago when my dad passed away. But before then, it was in my stepmom's family for as long as I can remember.
But multi-generations?
Yes.
Wow. So my buddy Mike Klaus lives out in Bonner Springs, and he's a psycho. And but he, trust me, you don't want that dude in your house telling you he's a paranormal professional, because he's a wonderful human being, and he's a head the size of a Thanksgiving Day balloon. He's just a maniac. But he would, trust me, Nick, he'd walk right in with his little EMP, and he'd start blustering and telling you this is how it is.
He'd ghost bust.
Yeah. To this day, I would have thought that I just saw something until I locked eyes with my stepmom on Thanksgiving. And she goes, "It's okay, sweetie. I saw her too."
No. Yeah. I've had those moments where something happens and you think, nobody's ever going to believe me. So if that other person didn't see it, I would never even bring this up because it sounds too crazy. It sounds like it's
that's
awesome.
Exactly how I felt until she said that. And then it was like, oh my God, I just saw what I saw.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. Hold on a second. Stay right there. Thank you, man. Thank you. You know, the only I've ever had that was close to this, and I've always played it off as another thing altogether, is when my dog Elvis died. Mm-hmm. I would walk in, and I swear to you, I would see him walk across. But I've always played it off that's where I always saw him, and it was just a memory hitting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you get so used to coming into the house and seeing this that it automatically inserts it in there.
Yeah.
And it stopped after a while, but... and again, it wasn't the kind of thing you could look at wholeheartedly. It was like a corner of the eye.
Right,
you're like, oh, weird. Oh, that's what he used to do. He used to walk from here to here. You know what I mean?
Right, because I still expect the dog to come around the one corner. It's part of every day.
Was it a ghost? Was it just, or my memory just replaying the same thing I'd seen so many hundreds or thousands of times over and over and over again that you were used to it, right?
Right. That she was just so matter of fact about it, though. She's like, it's okay, sweetie.
Yeah, I've seen this. Oh, we've both seen it. By the way, my first step isn't to keep eating dinner. It's to get on down the road.
No. You know, I meant to.
And also, hey, stepmom, you crazy bitch, because you're still living here. Like, we're leaving now. Uh-huh. Yeah, Dad, get in the car.
Yeah.
we're going to go now, because if I see a... I'm not staying.
No, man.
Of course, I say that. I'm pretty weird. I might just stick around and try to make it happen a lot more.
Come out wherever you are.
Yeah, it never happens.
Again, it's because they know you'll talk.
I talk too much. They've heard the show. They know.
Fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.